Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 21. Our drop date is Thursday, May 21st, 2026. We're going into that holiday weekend on a good note. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. And guess what? Guess who we have this week, guys?
We are excited. Dara James and the Soul Disciples are joining us. We've got a little something different for us. We're getting into the blues, funk, R&B, and just loving it. Welcome to the show, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys very much for having me. Excited to be here and talk to you guys.
Well, and you know, you have got a very interesting background getting into all of this. We were talking a little bit before we started the show. You're based in the Central Virginia area, and I threw out a town that I thought, no, he's not going to have any idea, even though he lives there, Floyd, Virginia, which is kind of the home of Friday night bluegrass down there at the Floyd General Store. I've experienced it in my past life doing race riding and coming out there for NASCAR events. You got your start there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, pretty wild. My father and I played music together. I was about 10, 11 years old, and we played together in close to 10 years. The band that we were playing in at the time was based out of Floyd County, Virginia, by the name of Upland Express, which back in the day, back in like the late 60s, early 70s, when they first started the band, was a pretty well-known, not only in the area, but there were some other people within the band, the very original band in the late 60s, early 70s that went on to huge things. Gene Elder, who was ended up being George Strait's fiddle player, Ricky and Ronnie Simpkins from the Seldom Scene, Ken Farmer, who now does Antiques Roadshow. I don't know if
all right.
You know, all of these guys kind of started out playing with the band Upland Express. So I got to put my name in there too.
Well, and so you were playing bluegrass at that time?
Yeah, I was playing bluegrass. That's what the band started out as. I wasn't singing. I was singing a little bit, not playing much guitar and playing harmonica, playing blues style harmonica in a bluegrass band.
Well, now, how did that evolve for you over time into what you're doing now? I mean, the songs, the sound that we're hearing right now is a very blues, funk, R&B oriented sound. How did that come about?
So when my father and I would drive to gigs together, obviously I'm 11, 12 years old. I'm not driving anywhere. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So riding in the car with him, we had such a huge array of things that we would listen to. My father was a huge, there was no style that he wouldn't pretty much listen to unless it was like rap and hard rock, right?
Sure, sure.
So he really turned me on to the old blues guys and the old soul singers, because we would go from listening to Steely Dan and Spyro Gyra to like, and Michael McDonald and the Doobie Brothers and then Stevie Ray Vaughan and Eric Clapton and and then he would put Hank and Merle and Johnny Cash on and Dean Martin. Like, we would really run the gamut of what we would listen to on the way to gigs. And what really spoke to me most were the super soulful Otis Reddings, Marvin Gaye's, Michael McDonald, Stevie Ray Vaughan's. And then my first introduction to blues music was really Stevie Ray Vaughan, like a lot of people. And I had to work backwards from that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what a great inspiration to get you started. But you did mention Marvin Gaye, and the first one that we've got queued up is one of my all-time favorites from Marvin Gaye. Tell us a little bit about Let's Get It On.
So, yeah, it's a crowd favorite, no matter where you go. And so what we decided to do with Let's Get It On was make it a medley. So we have a little bit of Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, a little bit of Staples Singers, Let's Do It Again, and then a little bit of a ZZ Hill tune called Cheating in the Next Room. So it's a little medley of all of that stuff thrown in there. It's a lot of fun.
Well, and folks, this is recorded live. Picture yourself sitting out there on that Saturday night, sun's beating down, you're in the lawn chair, maybe your favorite beverage in hand, and you are going to transpose yourself to a whole different area listening to this song. This is phenomenal. Let's Get It On, the medley. That's what it's going to be. From Dara James and the Soul Disciples. I've been really trying, baby, trying to hold back this feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, well, come on.
With so much to give, understand me, sugar. Since we got to be, let's live. I love you, baby. The sound around, oh, the smell of the flowers.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Dara James and the Soul Disciples. And, you know, I was thought going through as I'm listening to that song, the blues, R&B, funk like that can be made or broken by the vocals. And those vocals are so spot on, just unbelievably smooth, and the range. It's just incredible. So just incredible.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, I can hear the crowd and the recording going, ooh. That's me listening too, going, this is insane. It's so good.
That's what, you know, makes me laugh. I very rarely listen back to these. But when I do and I hear all those things, it cracks me up. It was, that was such a great night for us. It was my birthday bash. I try to book one once a year at this place called The Foundry. That's right down the street from where I live. And it's right now, I think it's about 1,000 person capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just great attendance, and the crowd was terrific, as you can hear.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with them. I can hear it all.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
It's absolutely
definitely one of those songs where I'm like, sometimes I wonder, should I be doing this?
Oh, yes. Listen, yeah, do not stop, because you absolutely nailed that.
Thank you.
So we are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with more from Dara James and the Soul Disciples.
Sconi golf shoes. They're built for every lie and engineered for every swing. Stylish, comfortable, and I'm going to credit them for taking a few strokes off my scorecard. Lord knows I can't credit my swing. But seriously, these are golf shoes that don't look like golf shoes. They're cool. If you want a game changer out on the course this season, get yourself a pair. And if you enter the promo code VCS, you'll get 15% off your purchase. Sconi Golf Shoes. That's Sconi, SKONI.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are having some fun laying it down with Dara James and the Soul Disciples. We just heard a little Marvin Gaye, and actually the medley included more, which made it even better. When you're putting these together with the band, and you know, you talk about adding some things into that last version, what does it look like? What's the creative process for you?
You know, that's a really great question. Sometimes I don't know what it is myself.
Yeah.
You know, I just, when it comes to covers, especially, it's stuff that, I'm kind of greedy in the fact that I want to play music that I enjoy. I want to sing songs that I enjoy singing, while also making sure that they're good for my voice, or that they're doable in the setting that we're in, because we're just an organ trio.
Mm-hmm.
So it's me on guitar and vocals, my organist on doing left-hand bass and comp and chords, and a drummer. So trying to make sure that everything makes sense or can be condensed into, you know, a full sounding three piece, right?
Sure.
But most of the time it's like, hey, I really like this song. You guys want to do it?
Hey, that works too.
Yeah, it's incredible, because the lady that I have, her name is Lucy Kilpatrick, who plays organ for me right now, mostly. And there was one time I heard Outstanding by the Gap Band on the radio while I was at work. And I texted Lucy and I says that, I was like, you know, Outstanding by the Gap Band? She's like, yeah, of course I know it. And I was like, all right, can we do it tonight? Because I had a gig that night. and so we did it that night, and it's been in the set for the past, you know, 4 or 5 months now. So,
oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You talked about the rides with Dad going to the gigs that you were doing, and kind of how you got exposed to a whole host of musical genres. Is there one or two that stand out as this is what really drove me?
Yeah. So I can actually nail it down to the two albums that I liked to listen to the most, which was Stevie Ray Vaughan's The Sky Is Crying.
Ooh.
And my father had a Marvin Gaye's Greatest Hits album. And those two kind of sealed it for me, that I loved soul music as far as vocals, but I loved blues music for the guitar work.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably what you are hearing in what I'm doing now, is the soul influenced vocal stuff that I enjoy so much, mixed in with some, you know, some blazing blues guitar.
Well, and again, those vocals, I can't compliment you enough on that. It's so cool to hear that, and just kind of I go to that spot, and you're hearing that. And this next one that we've got queued up, Inner City Blues, I believe another Marvin Gaye tune.
Marvin Gaye probably made it the most famous originally. Okay. I can't remember who originally did it, but before Marvin. But Marvin did it the best.
Yeah. Well, and you guys are taking a close second. This is a fun one to listen to, folks. You're really going to enjoy this. Let's give this one a listen. This is Dara James and the Soul Disciples with Inner City Blues. We'll be right back. Yes, sir.
Woo-hoo! All right.
Inner City Blues, that's Dara James and the Soul Disciples. I am terming that song now a stop and go away song. So that's one of those ones that if somebody comes into the room while I'm listening to that song and wants to engage somehow, it's stop and go away because I'm not done listening yet.
Man, thank you. Yeah, that's definitely one of our favorites to play. It's just such a groove, you know, and the drummer on that recording, Jeff Lauterbach, just absolutely lays down the best pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, amazing, amazing music. We are going to hear some more on the other side of this ad.
The Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast has a single purpose: offer a platform for the promotion of independent artists. We're a weekly show featuring guests from throughout the United States and Canada. And we're proud to say we are winners of the Best Independent Radio Station from the Michigan Music Awards and a 2025 Josie Music Awards nominee for Best Podcast or Music Radio Show. If you're interested in being a guest on VCS, feel free to contact us at vehiclecitysound.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are being defined as cool tonight because we have Dara James and the Soul Disciples with us. Dara James, welcome and thank you for being with us. We know after hearing those first two, there's going to be a lot of folks wanting to find out where they can get you. Where are your social medias and how do people look up where you're going to be playing next?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're all on all your social media stuff, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Just look up Dara James and the Soul Disciples. You can go to my website, darajamesmusic.com as well. That has a link to all of our social media as well. And it also has our calendar on there for the rest of the year, at least so far.
All right. We are going to be following and we are going to try and figure a way that we can sneak away and get there and see you guys live. I think it just would be an amazing experience.
Yes, road trip. Let's go.
Absolutely. Yeah, we need as many groupies as we can get.
You got it. You got two new ones right here.
Right.
Hey, the last one that we've got queued up, we have absolutely fallen in love with, too. This is Beg, Steal, or Borrow. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So I don't know if you guys have heard the name John Cleary, but he is a he's a British guy, English guy that moved to New Orleans how many ever years ago and studied New Orleans music, funk and blues and stuff. So this is one that I got from him, John Cleary. And if you think our version is good, then Cleary's original is just he's a beast. Bonnie Raitt referred to him as the eighth wonder of the world.
Oh, there you go. That's some praise. That is definitely some praise.
Yeah.
Hey, enjoy this one, folks. Dara James and the Soul Disciples, this is Beg, Steal, or Borrow. Yes, sir.
Woohoo!
The cowbell gets me every time.
Yeah. Isn't that? Yeah, I just love that. I just love that. That's Dara James and the Soul Disciples and Beg, Steal, or Borrow. Thank you so much for taking us on a little journey tonight. I felt like we were in a little escape from all the reality that's there. Your music just does that. It takes you there and helps you forget about everything.
That's the best compliment I could get, honestly. That's what music is supposed to do. And if I'm not able to do that for people, then I need to rethink what I got going on.
Yeah, what you've got going on is definitely doing it. Dara James from Dara James and the Soul Disciples. What a pleasure to have you on tonight. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it too. Thanks.
Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I'm still in a trance here. So we have Derek Dove and the Peacemakers.
All right. We're looking forward to that in a big way. I think that's a wrap on tonight's show. I want to thank one more time Dara James and the Soul Disciples. Appreciate having you on, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you guys again. Hope to catch up again soon.
We definitely will. And hey, folks, if you know some more bands out there like Dara James and the Soul Disciples, please let us know. We'd love to talk to them. You can email us at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. You want to know where we're going to be? Track us down, maybe stalk us a little bit. I don't know. vehiclecitysound.com is the website. Has all our information on it, where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing. We really appreciate everybody's support. You guys have been fantastic to us. Thank you so much. And hey, everybody, do good things.